The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil. I'm delighted to be back with you, although, you know, we're not talking about the happiest topic, taxes,
no.
Right?
So, well, some people get a refund. That's happy.
That is happy. So do you know what's most important when we do our taxes?
I guess getting them right so you don't get audited. That's what I'm always thinking about.
Well, that's right up there is number one. But
yeah.
Another number one, especially for our listeners, the homeowners, is taking advantage of the tax incentive and benefits that are out there in the tax code for homeowners. You know, there are some things that are easy to make mistakes on that could potentially affect your tax savings, you know, mean you have less money in your pocket after tax time.
Okay, I already have less money in my pocket, so I don't want any more less money. So give us some of the common mistakes.
Number one, deducting the wrong year for property taxes. This is pretty common. You take a tax deduction for property taxes in the year you or the holder of your escrow account actually paid them. But, you know, some taxing authorities work a year behind. Now, that is, you're not billed for 2012 property taxes until 2013, but Uncle Sam, he doesn't care. So for the tax year 2012, put on your federal tax forms the amount you actually paid in 2012, no matter what the date is on the tax bills you paid last year. People also make mistakes with property taxes because sometimes, depending on where you live, real estate tax bills include other items besides real estate taxes. So some states and counties will also assess you for trash collection and snow removal fees on your real estate tax bill. But since the items are included in the tax bill, that doesn't mean you can deduct them. Sometimes folks will deduct those fees regardless of whether the items are actually taxes. So you want to be real careful about that.
Okay, what if your lender is paying your taxes for you from escrow?
And that happens. So if your lender escrows funds to pay your property taxes, don't just deduct the amount escrowed. The regular amount you pay into your escrow account each month to cover property taxes is probably a little more or a little less than your actual property tax bill. Sometimes it can swing by a few hundred dollars. Your lender will send you an official statement listing the actual taxes paid. You want to use that. Don't just add up 12 months of escrow property tax payments. Your lender will adjust the escrowed amount every year or so to realign it with the taxes. So you should always be within a few hundred dollars.
Okay, so check for that statement. What's something that a lot of homeowners overlook?
Okay, this is a great question. The private mortgage insurance deduction, even though it's typically disclosed on the 1099 you receive from the bank.
Okay, let's remind people what PMI is.
Okay, so PMI, if you put less than 20% down on your home, you need private mortgage insurance, which is essentially the premium for the lender in case you default on the loan. If you were required to get PMI as a condition of receiving financing on your home, you might be eligible for a deduction depending on your adjusted gross income. We have lots of details on that at houselogic.com/radio.
All right. Okay, I got a mortgage. What about, this question always comes up, what about deducting points?
Another great question. You know, if you bought your home in 2012 and paid points, you can deduct them in full on your 2012 taxes. But if you refinance, you have to deduct the points over the life of the new loan. So if you paid, say, $2,000 in points to refinance from a 30-year into a 15-year mortgage, your tax deduction is $133 per year.
Anything else I might overlook here?
How about those energy tax credits? You know, they were revived for 2012 and 13 up to a lifetime cap of $500. So if you made any eligible energy efficiency improvements over the last year, such as installing insulation, a roof, energy efficient windows and doors, you may be able to take a 10% tax credit. But again, remember, that's up to just the $500. HouseLogic.com/radio has a link to details on the credit, including, you know, a list of what's eligible. And also, there are some home improvements that have smaller maximum credits, so you want to take a careful look at the list. And remember, again, it's a lifetime credit. So if you claimed the credit in any recent years and it went to $500, you're done.
All right, Pamela, what's the single most important piece of advice for people who are filing their taxes as a first-time homeowner?
Well, first of all, if they're a first-time homeowner, congratulations, right?
So yeah.
They now have access to all these wonderful tax incentives for homeowners. You want to take a look at your closing statement from when you bought the house. It's commonly called the HUD-1 form, and you receive it with all that paperwork you got at your closing. Occasionally, you're going to find fees such as prepaid taxes or interest at closing that can be deductible for you. So you or your tax preparer, take a close look at your HUD-1 if you bought a house.
All right. Thanks again.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.